Dance apocalyptic, bands that make her dance apocalyptic now. Bands that make her dance apocalyptic. Bands that make her dance apocalyptic now. Bands that make her dance.
I will admit right from the beginning that nothing I say about Janelle Monáe in the next minute or two will be able to accurately describe what an incredible live performer the soul songstress is. There is simply no way to listen to one of Monáe's Grammy-nominated songs or watch a clip of her on YouTube and glean what an incredible live show the Kansas City native puts on. Watching Monáe lead a big funk band through a show is like seeing James Brown or Prince at the height of their powers, and that is no hyperbole. Monáe is that good. I first learned of her prowess on stage several years ago when Monáe came to Salt Lake City as the opening act for a club show. I barely remember the headliner, but I became a fan for life of Monáe after seeing her blend touches of science fiction and performance art into a show rooted in funk and soul music. It was unlike anything I'd seen before, a genuinely thrilling spectacle that caught many in the audience off guard. A couple of years later, Monáe returned to Utah for a show opening for Bruno Mars. Mars has since gone on to become a superstar and headline the Super Bowl halftime show earlier this year. On the night Monáe opened for him, she blew his show away with her energy, style, and sound. It shouldn't be a huge surprise that Monáe is a wonderful and eccentric performer. In her late teens and early 20s, she studied drama at the American Music and Dramatic Academy in New York City before landing a record deal. Last fall, Monáe released her second full-length album, a set called The Electric Lady. It features several guests who have discovered a kinship with the talented Monáe, including Prince and Erykah Badu. One of my favorites from the album is called Dance Apocalyptic. Janelle Monáe headlines Sunday at Red Butte Garden at 7 p.m. Visit redbuttegarden.org for more information. There are a few other shows coming up that you should be aware of, including the Mountain Goats bringing their modern folk to Kilby Court tonight. Omaha alt-rockers The Faint bring their first tour in nearly a decade to town for a show at the Depot on Wednesday. And Jessica Lee Mayfield, a young rock artist with a roots music background, headlines Friday night at Kilby Court. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Mayer.
For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. Marie Lauer is a blind girl whose father works at the Natural History Museum of Paris. Werner is a German orphan, a lonely boy who's a natural-born inventor. These two children form the beating heart of Anthony Doerr's incandescent World War II novel, All the Light We Cannot See. As we follow them from childhood into adolescence in alternating chapters, we follow the course of the war in each country, France and Germany, seeing the devastation it wreaks on the fabric of life, and also the extraordinary manner in which each child copes. In some ways, this is a fairy tale from Grimm, two children alone in a dark wood, the lurking ogre, the Nazi regime. Yet the narrative owes more to Dickens than Grimm, both socially and in terms of the children. We follow their paths with increasing affection, watch them toughen as the war engulfs their lives, our fear for them growing as we do so. This fear is enhanced by the past-present rhythm of the narrative, which creates heart and throat tension. Thanks to the underlying plot, which is exceedingly clever, a thriller-esque undercurrent thrums throughout the book. If Doerr's language is iridescent, his storytelling power prodigious, his compassion is deep and abiding. His faith in our capacity to love as well as hate, to dare as well as to cower or cave in, reminds us of the light that stubbornly flickers in errant corners even in the darkest of times. This is an extraordinary novel, one I love madly and deeply. I suspect this is a love that will last a lifetime, and that All the Light We Cannot See will be forever high on my list of all-time favorite novels, perhaps at the very top.